Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people. Good evening. Good evening to you out there, my radio audience. We are here again today. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, for giving me another chance to speak to his people prophetically, to share with them what he will have me to share. It's a lot going on in this earth today. And again, like I always say, it's a lot that we need to discuss. So me, as the prophetess of the Hebrew nation, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, prophetess, I must tell you the truth. Because as you can see, in this world, in this earth that we are in today, there is no truth. There is no knowledge. There is no wisdom. And there is no understanding. Ministry, the TV Nation, we usually be Hebrew Nation Helpline, but today this is Hebrew Nation Truth Ministry. The title of this broadcast, Egypt, the Mindset of a People, With or Without Their God. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host. I am the prophetess of the Hebrew nation. Our first scripture today, we're going to go into the book of Exodus, chapter 12. We have quite a bit to cover. I have quite a few things that I need to say to you and share with you and let you know. I thank the people that's been going back listening to the recordings of the show. If you would like to call in, a guest call in, number 661-244-9831. I'm happy today that I that the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob have a prophetess in this hour to speak for him and to his people. I'm happy about that. I'm very grateful that he chose me in this last hour, wicked time that we are living in, to have someone as a messenger and as a mouthpiece for the God of Moses. He always going to have a prophet, and he always going to have a prophet this. And that's what you people need, because all your leaders, they don't know what's going on. Everybody's totally lost right now. Lost, and don't even know how to find their way out of the darkness that this world is in right now. We're in a lot of darkness, people. We're in a lot of darkness, and we're in a lot of trouble with the real God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of the Hebrews. We're in a lot of trouble, people. Lots of trouble. And it's just getting worser and worser and worser and worser. And all you people can do is call on your government, call on your pharaohs, and call on your gods. That's all you people can do. But I'm here as the prophetess of the Hebrew Nation Truth Ministry today to correct you, because you need some correction. Somebody must correct the people of God. You've never been corrected. That's why you've been flossing up and down. And all your false worship and idol worship and idolatry and all the things that you have done from generations to centuries and centuries. And now you must be corrected. by the real God. If you want to live, if you want to enjoy, and I'm speaking to you prophetically right now, I'm speaking, this is a divine platform. This is a divine platform that was set up by the God of Moses to speak to his people. When I say his people, I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Those are his chosen people in this earth. Always have been and always will be. And I'm also talking to the Gentiles, the Gentile nations. He's no respecter person. He loved Israel. Israel is the apple of his eye. Israel is his inheritance. He chose Israel out of all the people in the earth to be a special people unto himself. But you Gentiles, if you believe and you follow him and follow the law and the Torah and the things that he gave, you can make it too. You can make it too. You can make it on the other side with him also. So, because he's not prejudiced and he's not racist and he's no respected person. He loved those that love him and he hates those that hate him. It doesn't matter if you're Israelite, a Jew, or a Gentile. So we're going to go into it today. We're going to go into it today. I'm here to warn you, people. I'm here to warn you. You've been in a lockdown for 4 months now. Nothing has changed about you. Your personality, your ways, the way you think, the way you perceive things, the things that you are doing, the things that you want to do, the places you want to go, the things you want to do with the things you want to do with the rest of your life. Nothing has changed about you people. Nothing. Go to my first scripture to show you why. Why you have not changed. You have not submitted and converted yourself unto the God of Abraham, unto the God of Jacob. Why? Why? I'm going to show you why in the Bible. I'm going to show you why in the Bible. Bible, you are the way that you are. And there's no help for 9% of y'all. No help at all. But the God of Moses, he's slow in mercy. He's kind in mercy. He have mercy. He have love. He have grace. That's why we're not all consumed yet. Because he still have grace and mercy upon his people. Exodus 12:36. To come back. Exodus 12:36. I give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all glory, honor, and praise that's due to his holy name, and all of it is due to him. I give it to the Holy Spirit. I give it to Yeshua, the Son of God, the Messiah. I give it to the holy angels. All praises and honor to the heavenly hosts. Thank you, heavenly hosts. Thank you. I give you the glory today. Exodus 12:36. This is when the children of Israel left Egypt. Our ancestors. They left Egypt. This is way back about 3,000 years ago or longer. Longer than that. B.C. I'm talking. This is when they left Egypt. When the God of Moses destroyed Pharaoh, tore Egypt down, tore it up, and killed all the firstborns in Egypt, and destroyed all the cattle and everything in Egypt. And he set the children of Israel free. Free. But look what happened. Look what they did with the freedom that the God of Moses gave to them. Look what they did. Look at your ancestors the way they are, or the way that they was when they was living. Look at them. Do you people think you any different from them? I'm going to show you that you are not. Verse 36. And Ahijah gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required for the Egyptians. So on their way out of Egypt, Ahijah, the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, he gave our ancestors, the 12 tribes, everything that they wanted and needed and desired when they left Egypt. But they were still ungrateful. And they were still hard against the real God. Next verse, 37. And the children of Israel journeyed. So they left Egypt on foot. Now, no airplane, Christian church. Hebrew Israelites, you always talking about you ain't got no money, you can't leave, America, you can't go nowhere because you ain't got no money, you ain't got this, you ain't got that, you ain't got nowhere to stay. All of those are excuses that you are making, people. All of those are excuses. Because if you really were serving the real God and doing what the real God wanted you to do, you wouldn't be worried about none of those things. But because you're not connected to the heavenly realm and the Holy Spirit and the God of Moses, because you're not connected into his holy angels, because of that, you don't have no faith, you don't have no hope, and you don't have no God. You've been leading yourself the whole time. How old are you now? 60 years old? 70 years old? Don't get up about you've been in the Christian church since you was 12 years old. The Christian church, all the churches in this world, all the churches, all the religion, all the doctrines, they are all false. And they all serve a false God. And false doctrine and false teaching. So they left Egypt on foot. They didn't leave in no trucks, no SUVs. Let me show you how carnal-minded you people are. You Christians and you Muslim and all of y'all. They didn't leave in no SUV. They didn't leave in no town country. They didn't leave in no RV trucks. They didn't leave in no vans. They didn't leave in no helicopters. They didn't leave on no airplanes. And back then, they did not leave in a chariot, because that's what they had back then. Chariots with horses and camels and all that stuff that they used to travel with. They left on foot, walking from Egypt. They left on foot, walking with all their cattle, all the things that they had got from the Egyptians. They spoiled the Egyptians. So all the jewels and all the gold and all the cattle and all the food, they left Egypt walking, people. They didn't leave Egypt in on cars and trucks and vans and helicopters. You people want things to be so convenient for you. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to sackcloth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. That's how you're going to have to leave Babylon. And when I say we're talking about Babylon, it's the whole world that we see. All of these cities, all of these states that has been set up by Pharaoh, and their slaves have used their slaves to work for them and set it up, is considered as Babylon. Europe, Mexico, Spain, Britain, London, UK, all of it, America, is Babylon. They got the same laws. They got the same gods. They got the same rules. They got the same religion. They got the same worships, bound down to statues and looking up at pictures, praying to them. Buddha over there in India, somewhere over there in the Philippines, in America, Jesus, Jehovah, all of the whole world you see today. All of these cities is considered as Babylon. The children of Israel, they left on foot. Didn't nobody pick you up nowhere. And ain't nobody going to pick you up and take you nowhere, Hebrews, Christian church. Next chapter, Leviticus 26. While you're doing all that marching and protesting, you need to be exiting yourself up out of harm's way. Get yourself up out of the hands of your enemies. What do you think your enemy is going to do for you? What have they ever done for us, people? What have they ever done for us? Your enemy. You are in the land of your enemy. All of you Israelites and Christians, we are in the lands of our enemy. They don't do nothing for you. What did Pharaoh do for you? What did Pharaoh do for our ancestors when they was in Egypt? Absolutely nothing. But they served their gods. They served his religion. They worked him. That's what it is today. Leviticus 26, people. Yes, we are in trouble with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the real God, the Creator. His name is a high. In English, I am. Leviticus 26. Okay, people, I lost the connection. Hopefully everything is okay. I find myself calling again. Please, God of the Hebrews, let it come out right. Please, Father. But we was reading Leviticus 26. That's what we was reading. Leviticus 26. And you shall make to you no idols. You shall make unto you Israel, Gentiles. If you want the God of Hebrews, the real God, the God of Christ, the church, that God is not real. I'm not about the Muslim church. That God is not real. I'm not talking about the God of the Catholic church. That God is not real. I am talking about the Creator.